Pennsylvania lawmakers are supposed to pass a state budget by the end of the month. All right, you're forgiven if you doubt they'll meet that deadline. WHYY's Laura Benchoff reports that nonprofits across the state are still assessing the damage brought by the current budget coming 9 months late.
Maria Macaluso with the Women's Center of Montgomery County says her group saw the toll of the budget impasse firsthand, how it affected women fleeing domestic abuse.
You had somebody in an abusive relationship. We have relocation funds that we can help them move, get a new home, get bus fare to leave their abuser. But because we had no cash flow, we had to say no to all those people.
The Pennsylvania Association of Nonprofit Organizations recently surveyed its members to gather stories like Macaluso's. Of the 176 agencies asked, 68% said their bottom lines suffered while waiting for a state budget. Alan Edelstein with Family and Community Service of Delaware County says his group survived on its reserve cash, but it wasn't able to keep its food pantry as stocked because the state wasn't sending the food that it usually does.
You know, that hurt folks because there were fewer food commodities that were made available.
Lawmakers can do something to make sure this doesn't happen again, says Ann Gingrich, executive director of the Pennsylvania Association of Nonprofit Organizations. Pass a budget.
Pass a budget. How do we avoid this next year? Pass the budget.
If not, hers and other groups representing nonprofits are exploring ways to change Pennsylvania law so they don't get hurt again. Laura Benchoff, WHYY News.